The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Radio Reading Service presents Tech Tips, a monthly 30-minute show covering a wide range of assistive technologies, including portable and mobile devices, computers, and computer software designed for the blind and print-impaired community. Coming up on this Christmas episode of Tech Tips, we've got great gift ideas, news on low-cost computers, free TVs, AFB audio-described video tutorials helping you use your computer more efficiently, and updates to Skype. That's what's up on this Christmas episode of Tech Tips. Tech Tips is a 30-minute program that will run once a month over the air and be available as a podcast by visiting our website at triangleReadingService.org. The purpose of Tech Tips is to keep you informed about new devices, computer software, and mobile apps designed for people who are blind or have low vision. We will at times have device demonstrations or interviews with people working to make technology available to the blind and print impaired. We also want you to be a contributor to the program. If you would like us to know about a new piece of technology or program aimed at the visually and print impaired community, let us know by phone or email. Our phone number is 919-832-5138, and the email address is chris@trrsnc.org. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Ho, 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 it's that time of year again, and Access World Magazine has released its annual Accessible Gift Giving Guide. Again, this comes to us courtesy of Access World Magazine. It is written by Deborah Hendrick. It's that time of year again, the time when even though your friends and family might say that no gifts are necessary, you find you are just hardwired to think about giving gifts to those closest to you and sometimes even to yourself. My goal this year was to find unique gift ideas to share with Access World readers while also paying special attention to a few small business owners who are themselves blind or visually impaired. What follows is an eclectic mix of items and services offering something of interest to everyone on your list. First up is headphones. My favorite thing, sleep phones. If I have one favorite item in this year's gift guide, it would have to be the sleep phones from Acoustic Sheep. When you want to listen to your book, your music, your podcast, or even a favorite movie or TV show while falling asleep and without disturbing anyone else, traditional earbuds and headphones aren't ideal. They dig into your ear or your head and fall far short of bringing you to dreamland. The latest iteration of sleep phones from Acoustic Sheep, the Effortless, have a flat Bluetooth speaker inside a soft headband that allows you to listen or sleep in comfort. Sleep phones are available in a variety of colors in either lightweight breeze fabric or, for added warmth, fleece. They come housed in an attractive tin, along with easy-to-follow printed instructions and AC adapter. Inside the headband are the two flat speakers and a controller, also flat, with just three buttons, power, volume up, and volume down. To charge the unit, simply place it on the provided charger. In addition to a comfortable night's rest, sleep phones will also be welcomed by those who meditate or travel. The sleep phones Effortless retails for $149.95 and can be purchased directly from Acoustic Sheep. Until December 31st, apply discount code ACCESSWORLD10 and receive a 10% discount on all sleep phones products. The Flips headphones and speakers. Another set of headphones that will have special appeal for Access World readers are the Flips Audio Bluetooth headphones that transform into speakers. Worn on your head, these stereo headphones deliver superb sound to you and you alone. Flip the headphone cups up and rest them on your shoulders or a nearby table for an instant boombox delivering sound for everyone around you. They list for $39.95 from Amazon. Alexa-equipped devices. The smart speaker craze has spread far and wide and continues to be a welcome gift. Buy a new Echo Dot for $50 or an older version for $40, or more resonant versions with or without video capabilities ranging in price from $129 to $249. With any of the Amazon Echo products, you can ask voice assistant Alexa for the weather, the TV schedule, the age of your favorite author, encyclopedic information on just about any given topic, and countless other bits of information. You can play music, listen to podcasts, or listen to thousands of radio stations. And those Alexa capabilities are available in other products as well. For example, the new Bose QC35 headset at $349 delivers that Bose quality sound with hands-free Alexa built-in. For those who love streaming TV shows and movies, the Fire Cube continues such Alexa skills as playing radio stations and podcasts along with shows through subscription-based streaming TV services, all with just your voice. Fire tablets starting at $50 are also now equipped with a popular voice assistant as well as the ability to play your favorite music, audiobooks, podcasts, and more. Of course, Amazon isn't the only maker of popular voice assistants. Google and Apple are in the game as well, with one of the best deals around being the Google Home Mini. With arguably better sound than its Echo Dot competitor, the Google Mini speaks in a clear, male voice and is offered as a premium for a variety of other purchases. For example, Best Buy is offering a 4-pack of Tile Bluetooth trackers for $34.95 with a Google Home Mini thrown in free. Adaptive Information Systems has come out with high-end blindness products available for discounted prices. Sales include the Victor Reader Trek at $559, the second generation Victor Reader Stream at $349, the Brilliant BL14 Braille Display at $875, and the Prodigy Portable CCTV at $2,700. All products include free shipping and Braille or print documentation upon request. You can order directly from Adaptive Information Systems, email the company, or you can call them. Their telephone number is 1-608-758-0933. Let's talk about getting organized, tile trackers. Speaking of those tile trackers, they make a fabulous gift for anyone who ever has a moment's hesitation locating items. Attach a tile to your car keys, white cane, smartphone, briefcase, or guide dog, and use the accompanying app to locate the desired item anywhere. Once you or your loved one is out the door, here are some other gift ideas. For carrying smaller tech items such as smartphones, GPS devices, or even non-tech items like credit cards and cash, Guidelines and Gadgets offers affordable and lovely leather pouches with multiple zipped pockets. Choose the leather 4-pocket adjustable neck pouch, perfect for smartphones and other small items for $16, or the leather carry-all 6-inch by 9-inch organizer with 8 separate compartments to hold even a Braille display along with phone, wallet, and other items with 2 straps. It costs $42. And you can also get an additional 10% off code by entering AW18 when you order. You can order by email from Guidelines and Gadgets, or you can call them directly. Their telephone number is 1-617-969-7500. Let's talk charging. Now, I'm not talking about credit card charging, but the constant need to keep all those portable devices we carry with us everywhere powered up and running. Blind or sighted, most people have portable devices that need charging. Smartphones, headsets, portable speakers, GPS devices, and even hearing aid accessories and glucose monitors. If we are on the move, keeping essential tools happily fueled matters. We all know the experience of one of these essential tools losing power when needed most. Power banks. The accessible 15,000 milliamp power bank from the Harbolt Company is a sleek device with a single button and 2 USB charging ports. Press the button to receive vibrations, tones, or both to indicate the level of power remaining in the unit. It is available from the Harbolt Company and retails for $74.99. You can receive a 10% discount with the code ACCESS10 until January 1st, 2019. You can order by email or by phone. Their telephone number is 1-405-633-2572. With a bit less power at 10,000 milliamps, but half the size, is the iWalk Talking Power Bank from Gadlights and Gadgets. The Talking Power Bank is especially compact and has its own built-in tiny cables, one lightning connector, and one micro USB. Its entertaining messages, delivered in a clear female voice, indicate that the unit is ready and or how long recharging the unit itself will require. A quick charge chip makes getting your smartphone or other device back up to power a snap. You can use code AW18 and receive free shipping along with a 10% discount. You can order by email or you can call the company directly. And again, their number is 1-617-969-7500. Magnetic cables. Using a magnetic cable can save wear and tear on frequently accessed lightning or USB ports. Buy a 5-foot magnetic cable used for powering lightning or micro USB devices and plug its accompanying tips permanently into the ports of the two devices you charge most frequently. The cost for this magnetic cable is $29.99. You can receive a 10% off code by entering ACCESS10 until January 1st, 2019, and that comes to us courtesy of the Harbolt Company. What would Christmas be without gifts for kids and pets? Amazon has an Echo for Kids at $69 that includes 300 books from Audible, Disney Radio, and the usual assortment of trivia and games. For popular children's books featuring both print and Braille, visit the bookstore at National Braille Press. From board books like Dr. Seuss's Hop on Pop to bilingual English and Spanish edition of Are You My Mother, and dozens of other titles for children of all ages. Books are fun for blind children or for their Braille reading grown-ups to read to them. Also great gifts from NBP are the Braille Magnetic Alphabet and Number Sets, retailing for $9.95, and the Book of Tactile Mazes. It's called Amazing Mazes, retails for $17. You can order online directly, or you can call 1-800-548-7323 and then go to extension 520. And for those canine children, Gadlights and Gadgets has dog toys ranging in price from $6 to $35 and useful items for travel. Every dog owner will appreciate a collapsible water bowl, 2-cup, 3-cup, or 5-cup capacity, ranging in price from $12 to $20. Or how about a handy fur lifter for removing dog hair from those hard-to-reach places? It retails for $15. Remember that when you order from Gadlights and Gadgets, use code AW18 for 10% off your order and free shipping. We hope this guide gets you moving in the right direction for this holiday season. And remember that the gift of your own time is appreciated by everyone within your personal circle and beyond. Just as a recap, here were the websites that were listed in this article: Adaptive Information Systems Incorporated, Amazon, Best Buy, Gadlights and Gadgets, Harbolt Company, National Braille Press, and Sleep Phones. Happy shopping! You're listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Even though this article may be a repeat, I wanted to mention it because I wanted to make sure you knew you could get an affordable computer for yourself. The title of the article is More News from Computers for the Blind on Obtaining an Affordable Computer Complete with JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion. It comes to us courtesy of our friends at the American Foundation for the Blind, and it is written by Jonathan Mosen. In June, we blogged about our partnership with Computers for the Blind, an initiative that sees JAWS and Zoom Text pre-installed on all machines they distribute. Each application can be run on its own or at the same time through Fusion. We recently heard from David Jepson, CFTB's executive director, who told us of a new initiative we thought some readers would be interested in. CFTB has access to additional grant funds to offer computers for $60 off the regular price. You're eligible for this grant if you are in the United States and receive SSI or SSDI due to blindness. You'll need to provide a copy of your Social Security reward letter. The grant is also available to parents of legally blind children or youth. In this case, the required documentation is an email from the TVI or caseworker stating that the child needs a computer, would benefit from it, and purchasing a new computer with assistive technology software would create a hardship on the family. It's not necessary to produce iReports or income verification. When your qualification for the grant is verified, you can purchase a desktop computer with a large screen and a home edition license of JAWS, Fusion, or ZoomText. The prize also includes the JAWS Training Bundle. A desktop under this program costs just $70. Laptops are also available under this program, but only to college students currently taking classes on campus. You will need to provide proof of your attendance. If you are such a student, the cost of a laptop under the grant is $125. Computers also now ship within 2 weeks. David also tells us that CFTB's customer service is available at 214-340-6328. And it now offers customer service and tech support in English and Spanish. For more information, please contact CFTB at the above number or visit the CFT website. It's a pleasure to partner with CFTB as we continue to put technology that maximizes empowerment in the hands of more people. And again, CFTB stands for Computers for the Blind. Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Here's a short story from our friends at Cool Blind Tech about LG and how they are providing TVs for free to people who are blind and deaf. LG Electronics announced that they will supply 15,000 TVs for people with hearing or visual impairments by the end of 2018. The company won an order from the Korea Communications Commission, KCC, and the Community Media Foundation. Under the contract, people with low income or visual or hearing impairments will receive TV sets at no cost. An LG spokesman declined to comment on how much money the firm has been paid, but said the firm won the contract as it, quote, developed TV sets especially designed for people with visual or hearing impairments, end quote. The KCC has provided TVs at no cost every year. In 2017, the state-run agency gave away 12,000 TVs, but increased the number to 15,000 this year. Samsung Electronics won the contract in 2016 and 2017. Compared to the 28-inch TVs that Samsung supplied in 2017, LG's TV has a 32-inch display. LG said people will receive their TVs by December. LG said it strengthened a captioning feature as the subtitles are shown on a separate display below the screen. It also made the subtitle screen larger to provide bigger subtitles. Users can also customize the subtitle's location, text size, and background color. The TV also has a voice guidance feature so users can learn how to use every feature of the product. LG said the TV will have a feature that describes TV scenes by voice. The TV comes with a simple remote control system so users are allowed to zoom in on the scene by 300%. It's our pleasure to provide products that can become our customers' eyes and ears, a marketing official of LG said. We will continue trying to contribute to society with products that can enhance customers' quality of life. Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Have you been wanting to learn how to do more with your computer? Well, AFB has put together a collection of instructional videos to do just that. The best part about them is that not only are they closed captioned, they are also audio described. The title of the article is Learn Tech, Assistive Technology Videos. And again, it comes to us courtesy of AFB. Many helpful products exist that were specifically designed to help people with vision loss or other disabilities access information, including screen readers for blind individuals or screen magnifiers for low vision computer users, video magnifiers and other devices for reading and writing with low vision to Braille watches and Braille printers. AFB's goal is to provide you with the information you need to learn about available technology and even discover new ways to use technology to enhance your everyday life. To that end, we have created some captioned, audio-described videos that show important categories of assistive technology in action. Would you like to know whenever new technology information is added to our website? If so, join the AFB mailing list for a daily or weekly digest of news tailored to your interests. And now, here's an example of one of their video tutorials. It is about how to use Google Cloud and Google Docs.
The American Foundation for the Blind presents Using Google Docs and Drive with NVDA. Module 1, Getting Started.
In this section, we'll discuss the recommended configuration of the NVDA screen reader settings for use with the Mozilla Firefox web browser to provide the most accessible experience when using Google Docs and Google Drive. This video will specifically look at section 1.3, dealing with setting the keyboard echo settings of NVDA, the desktop keyboard startup shortcut for the NVDA screen reader, and finally, we'll look at opening a Google Doc to demonstrate how you can confirm that screen reader support is in fact enabled. We're starting on the Windows 10 desktop, and I'll highlight the NVDA shortcut.
NVDA 3 on 3.
I pressed the letter N. Now we want to simulate a right click on that icon, and we can do that by pressing Shift F10 on the keyboard.
Context menu.
And from this context menu, we want to select Properties.
Properties are.
And press Enter.
Folder view. NVDA properties dialog, shortcut property page, NVDA target type, application target location, NVDA target, edit alt plus D, selected.
And then what we'll do is press the tab key to locate the correct field.
Start in, edit alt plus S, selected, shortcut key, hotkey field control plus alt plus alt plus K.
And here is the shortcut hotkey. By default, NVDA sets this to control alt N. In future sections, when we examine how to navigate by different elements inside of Google Docs, this keyboard shortcut conflicts with one of the shortcuts inside of Google Docs. We recommend that you change this to something that does not conflict with other keyboard shortcuts on your system. And one recommendation we would make would be something like Control Alt Backslash. Once you press the hotkey in this field that you wish, you can press Tab until you locate the OK button and press Enter. I'll press Escape now to dismiss this dialog box.
My Drive, Google Drive, Mozilla Firefox.
Next, let's look at the NVDA keyboard echo settings. This can be done two ways. You can either open the NVDA menu, select Preferences, and then Keyboard, or NVDA also provides a direct keyboard shortcut, which I will use, which is NVDA plus Control plus K.
Keyboard settings dialog, keyboard layout, combo box desktop collapse alt plus K.
Now we can simply press the Tab key to locate the two specific items in this dialog that we recommend be set.
Use caps lock as an NVDA modify key checkbox not checked. Use numpad insert as an NVDA modify key checkbox checked. Use extended insert as an NVDA modify key checkbox checked. Speak typed characters checkbox checked alt plus C.
And here we have speak typed characters. We wish to uncheck this box, so I'll press the space bar.
Space not checked.
I'll press the tab key again.
Speak typed words checkbox not checked alt plus W.
In speak typed words, this one is already unchecked, which is the recommended setting. So once you've verified that these two items are in fact unchecked, you can press the Enter key, or you can tab until you locate OK and press Enter.
My Drive, Google Drive, Mozilla Firefox.
Lastly, what we want to do is we'll open a document, and we'll teach you how to do this in the upcoming sections. So right now I am on the Google Drive,
My Drive, Google Drive
window in my web browser. I will select a document.
Downloading and installing non-visual desktop access Google Docs 2 on 5.
And now we'll open this document in Google Docs. You should listen to what's spoken by NVDA as the document opens.
Document. You are online. Downloading and installing non-visual desktop access Google Docs Mozilla Firefox. Downloading and installing non-visual desktop access Google Docs busy. Document content edit multi-line blank. Screen reader support enabled. Screen reader.
Now there were a number of things spoken there. First, it was told that we are online, which is important because anything we do will be automatically saved in our document. We heard the document's title, And then the important piece of information is that screen reader mode is enabled. If you did not hear that, the easiest way to set that in Google Docs or any of the Google productivity apps is with the keyboard shortcut of Control-Alt-Z or Control-Alt-Z. That's a toggle between screen reader support disabled and screen reader support enabled. You only need to do that the first time, and then for future use of any of the Google productivity apps, once you've enabled screen reader support, it will always stay that way until it's changed.
For more LearnTech tutorials, visit afb.org/learntech. This tutorial was presented with support from the Lions Club's International Foundation and the Jesse Ball DuPont Fund.
For more information about these online video tutorials, visit the American Foundation for the Blind website at www.afb.org and then search for their video tutorial section. You're listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I have a couple of articles here about Skype, so I'm going to kind of combine them into two. The first one is entitled, How to Make Skype Calls on Amazon Alexa Devices. This one comes to us courtesy of our friends over at Cool Blind Tech. Continuing its partnership with Amazon, Microsoft has rolled out its Skype calling service to Alexa-enabled devices this week. This will not only allow Amazon's Echo Range to make basic Skype calls, but will also enable devices like the Echo Show to include video calling support for the Skype service. Alexa users are also getting 200 free minutes of calls, 100 minutes of free calls per month for 2 months, in 34 countries when they link Skype with Alexa. To set up Skype, simply launch the Alexa app on your platform of choice, iOS, Android, or Fire OS. Go to Settings, Communication, Skype, and sign in with your Skype account. Only the following Alexa devices are currently compatible with Skype: Echo, Echo 2018, Echo Plus 2018, Echo Dot 2018, Echo Show, Echo Show 2018, and Echo Spot. Video calls only work on devices with screens like Amazon's Echo Show and Echo Spot. Continuing with Skype stories, this one is entitled Skype Updates Accessibility with Latest Version. This too comes from Cool Blind Tech. Microsoft has released updates for their Skype version 8 app for desktop devices including Windows and Mac systems. The company says it has made the new changes to improve the app's accessibility features. Here's a full list of what they've improved. Focus Assist, which announces when you receive an incoming call for keyboard-only and screen reader users. Screen Reader, announcements for users in the active call list. Navigational Focus announcements within the contact list and settings to improve flow. Announcing the name, content, and actions of a pop-up dialog. New Message, announcements when users are in another chat. Smoother navigation that takes a more natural left-to-right and top-to-bottom path. Displaying additional information when sending and receiving messages. For example, Skype now announces when messages are sent and when messages you attempt to send have failed. Microsoft has also created an accessibility guide to help people move from the classic Skype over to the new version. The company officially ends support for the classic app, and legacy mobile versions will be discontinued shortly after. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website at www.trianglereadingservice.org. Tech Tips is produced by Chris Skidmore in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions, you can email me. My email address is chris@trrsnc.org, or you can give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips.